Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, May 30th. This month, good Lord, has gone by so fast. Glad I was able to make the show tonight. Wasn't feeling very good today because of my allergies. Beautiful day here in Washington, but the pollen is raising hell with anyone who has problems with allergies as I do. But I am here tonight, and we do have a special guest who will be joining us very shortly. His name is Father John Martinez, and he's from Oklahoma, and I know you're going to find this show interesting. I've never spoken with Father Martinez before, but I did have some correspondence with him a couple years ago, and you've probably heard advertisements for the work of Father Martinez here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm also going to give you out his address where you can write him, so get your pen and paper handy. Father Martinez is a good man who's doing some very important work for us all, and he does need your support. So we'll be bringing him up very shortly here, folks. But in the meantime, I need to remind you that the only reason this program is available, and needless to say, all the other programming here, good programming on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the only reason it's available is because of your support. And I do mean your financial support. You know, RBN doesn't have the big advertising coming in that the big networks get. You don't hear Ford and Chevy and Rolls-Royce advertising here. You don't hear Alka-Seltzer advertising or Bayer Aspirin. You don't hear any of that big advertising. No, lots of small advertisers, many of them good patriots who have business opportunities and products, books and videos that you should want because they provide you information you need to know. And of course, you have the network itself here bringing you a wide variety of talk and information that you aren't going to get anywhere else on the broadcast network. So I am encouraging you to continue your support for RBN, and if you've never made a pledge, now is the time to do so. You can call a special 800 number, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, extension 115, 115. Or you can donate on the Internet using PayPal right on the website of Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Or, if you haven't graduated, and I use that term very loosely, if you haven't graduated to the Internet, you can use old-fashioned snail mail and send a check or money order, even cash, folks, but that's not recommended. But if you have it and want to send it, go ahead, try it out. Send it to Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the Internet. Check out the website, that is, at AmericanFreePress.net. That's .net, AmericanFreePress.net. A week or so ago, I had the duty to announce that a very well-known American clergyman, Reverend Jerry Falwell, had died. And I had some unpleasant things to say about Jerry Falwell that probably a lot of people did not like, but I'm sure other people agreed absolutely with everything I had to say. And I was quite critical of Reverend Falwell specifically for one reason in particular, and that is because he has throughout the years, or he had throughout the years, played such a major part in corralling so many good Americans, many good American Christians, largely of the Protestant faith, but not necessarily, but so many good Americans, into supporting the gangsterism and corruption of the State of Israel, which has in fact overflowed here onto American soil, resulting in the corruption of so many clergymen and so many members of Congress and people in public life. And, of course, it is our so-called U.S. special relationship with Israel that has gotten us into this hellish war in Iraq, and which now threatens to get us into a war against Iran. And, you know, one of the problems has been that not enough clergymen have spoken out against this war. Well, one who has spoken out against this war relentlessly has been our guest tonight, Father John Martinez. And I'm pleased to welcome him on the show here for this first time. Welcome aboard, Father John.
Here I am. Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
Yes, speak up just a little bit if you could.
Yeah, a little louder, do you mean?
A little bit louder would make it better, yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that maybe will not make you too happy, but, you know, when I heard of the farewell death, I was really happy. Because I think that farewell was one of the worst deceivers in the United States, so-called clergymen, to deceive the people back in the Jews. So I think it's a big blessing to a certain degree that he met his judge and master and judge and savior, because I consider him to be one of the worst, what's the name, clergymen that was deceiving the American people. See what I'm talking about?
Exactly. And you know what my problem with Falwell is? I've always said he was a creation of the mass media in America. And as we all know, the mass media in America, the broadcast media and the major news magazines, all three of them, along with the major newspapers, they are all in the control of Jewish families and financial interests that support the state of Israel. So they've been promoting Jerry Falwell and giving him publicity. But they don't give publicity to clergymen like you that dare to speak out and take a contrary position.
Well, they use it. As a matter of fact, I was told, you know better than I, but I was told that Israel gave him a jet for him to travel. Is that true, is it not?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I do not know. Maybe after this talk, maybe somebody, the Jews, will give me a jet to travel too. Be a good idea, don't you think?
I somehow, based on your track record, I don't think it's going to happen. You know, how long has it been that you have been speaking out on this problem of Jewish power and how it's affected U.S. foreign policy? It's been quite a while.
Well, I'm 73 years old, and my first thing because of a priest is religious matters. But secondly, I have liked politics for a long time. So as a matter of fact, you know, when I was young, probably 40, 50 years old, I was studying politics. I was reading. In other words, for example, to give you one example, I never have gone for the stupidity of the 6,000 guest Jews by the Germans. So in other words, for them, I didn't fall for that. So then, in other words, you figure that from 73, so you figure something like for 55 years or so, I had not, you know, gone along having hidden the Jews. Now, for example, I, as a Catholic priest, we very often speak in the sermons, you know, on Sunday. I'm talking about traditionalists. Now, for example, you know well that many passages in which our Lord speaks, especially the Gospels, and our Lord speaks very hard against the Jews, have been watered down. But see, since I still go with the old church, very often we speak in the Gospels that were read for hundreds of years against the Jews, especially Holy Week. So when John the 23rd came into power, he started watering down prayers, you know, especially on Good Friday. They had a prayer for the conversion of the Jews. So consequently, you know, then that we have the Tenebrae, what have you, and the Holy, on Good Friday, which is speak very much against the Jews. What, you know, what have I done against you? Remember saying to the Jews, you know, I've been good to you, and you have been put me in the cross, and what have you. It was a beautiful prayer. So in other words, now with the new church, coming the Vatican to church, with John the 23rd, those prayers that were against the Jews, for the conversion of the Jews, have been taken out, and many of the Gospels in which they hit the Jews have been watered down. So do you see what I mean?
Oh, this is something that, now, I'm not a Catholic myself, but I come from a family that was very devoutly Roman Catholic, and I certainly have a lot of friends who are traditionalist Catholics, and this has been one of the main points that they have made since Vatican II, and we discussed that on this program at length with James Condit Jr. of Cincinnati, and he's a very effective lay Catholic spokesman for the traditional point of view, and he has been one of these people who has dared to speak out, as you have done, on this issue of Jewish influence, Zionist power, whatever you want to call it. Now, have you found, Father Martinez, have you found that some of your superiors in the church have not been, well, shall we say, supportive of what you have been doing?
Well, I'm retired, so I'm not with the Vatican to church. So in other words, they despise me. I mean, they don't blame him, you know. So it's a knife for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So I don't go along with their moves and what have you. So what I'm talking about here, no, I'm by myself. So in other words, for example, the people know here, the clergy in Oklahoma City, what have you, they know that I'm around, but they avoid me like a black plague. They don't want me around. So in other words, they don't go along with my stand.
On the other hand, though, I imagine you have a lot of your former parishioners and other people, including people around the country, who do support what you do.
Well, they, you know, just to say, you know, very people, you know, they have been brainwashed by, you know, people, by the Catholics, especially the AP2 and now the Benedict XVI. About, you know, bringing up the greatness of the Jews, so-called, so they're the chosen people. If you know, well, for example, the so-called John the 23rd, just John J.P. 2, and now Benedict the 16th, and many clergymen and the hierarchy, said that the Jews do not have to convert to go to heaven.
So that's a complete contradiction, is it not, of traditional Catholic teaching?
Sure. In other words, for example, that... we know damn well that, especially, for example, the crucifixion of our Lord when he was crucified, remember that they mentioned very clearly that according to the temple was swept, you know, broke. So that means that the Lord, you know, broke up with his people. So in other words, they for example, dropped out well and a whole bunch of perfect, useful idiots of the Jews, who are alone saying that, for example, that... the Jews still are the chosen people of God, which is a big lie. So this was, for example, especially JP2 and now this Benedict the 16th, bending over to preach the Jews, which actually is, and there's not an act of charity on their part, because, for example, we know in the New Testament, the Lord tells them, they know to be saved, you have to be believe in him. You know, the Jews, for example, do not have any good thoughts about Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. See what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Now, the one thing that I've always found interesting, particularly in light of this ongoing war in Iraq, is that the Catholic Church, the Vatican, I'm referring to here, the Vatican actually made noises in opposition to the war. But at the same time, I sensed that Catholic priests and Catholic lay leaders around the United States were not doing all that they could to fight against this war. And I gather that you're not one person who can be included among them, that you have, in fact, spoken out very openly and regularly for the past several years, since before even before we got into this war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. You know, the trouble, you know, for example... the same goes, you know, to a certain degree that what is going to pull the car? The car is going to pull the action, or the action going to pull the car? So if I'm talking about here, in my situation here, for example, even before the rotten person...
Father Martinez, hold that point. We're going to a break, folks.
No
this
problem.
This is Michael Collins Piper. We have as our special guest the very outspoken Father John Martinez from Frederick, Oklahoma. We'll tell you how you can write him when we come back and get some discs, which he's made available on the topic. Stay tuned, folks. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest is Father John Martinez. If you heard the commercial during the break, which I hope you did, it tells you a little bit more about what we've been talking about here tonight, and it advises you that there is a CD available, very interesting CD, I'm told, with the further commentary by Father Martinez. You can go to the Republic Broadcasting Network website at republicbroadcasting.org and get the address, or you can write Father Martinez, and I'm going to give you his address here. Father Martinez, correct me if this address is wrong, but I'm sure it's right. I got it from our friend Mark Glenn. The address is Father John Martinez, 313 South 17th Street, 313 South 17th Street, Frederick, Oklahoma, just like it sounds, Frederick, Oklahoma, 73542. You have two discs available. The one on the impending attack on Iraq is $10. They're $10 each, but both are available for $15. And, folks, I would encourage you to order them from Father Martinez because your donations help support his efforts to continue his message. So please do that, folks. Father John Martinez, 313 South 17th Street, Frederick, Oklahoma, 73542. And Father Martinez now does have a website, which is being set up at this time, and I'm going to give you the address. It's Father John Martinez, but that's F-R, John Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, just like it sounds, .wordpress.com, F-R, John Martinez, .wordpress.com. Now, Father Martinez, you, as your commercial makes very clear, you have been suggesting, as I have suggested and so many other good people have as well, that this impending attack on Iran being promoted by the United States and by Israel, largely promoted by the United States because of the power of the Israeli lobby in this country. You say that this this proposed attack is just as anti-Christian and anti-human and as wrong as the Iraq war was in the first place. Is that not correct?
At least that way. So in other words, you know, Bush is using the same old lying tricks to deceive the American people as he deceived the American people against Iraq. So in other words, I don't know what happened with the people. I talked to Mark Denkop, you know, on the 8th of June, April, and mentioned to you, and he agreed with me, that American people is the most humanity now, the most knowledgeable in the history of the world, by far. But by also by the same token, is by far the most stupid humanity ever existed. Because we see, for example, the case of Bush. It did not take a genius to recognize that there was not just war. You know, even before that, mentioned before the break, that when in 1990, when what's the name, Bush, the first Bush, you know, decided to attack Iraq, you could see it was not just war. They wanted to attack. In other words, these Bushes are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Well, they're Jews, you know. They're Jews, and that's more hateful than the Bushes are Jews. So they do it, you know, they want to control the whole world. Now, for example, the Jews have something like 400 nuclear bombs. But why do they get the stupid gringos to do the job? They can do it themselves. So what I'm talking about here, you know, like I told you about the car pulling the action, we Catholic priests, you know, if we have especially the clergymen, not only Catholic priests, but also the other clergymen, have a serious obligation to speak out against this thing. But the trouble, you know, I did speak against it in 1990. I told people that there would be an unjust war. Consequently, people, Catholics, will be committing a mortal sin to attack Iraq like they did in 1991. So the same thing is now. But like I mentioned to you, you know, the situation, what George Bush did, you know, with Iraq, now that he's doing with Iran. Now, for example, I would have, because of the time, short time and what have you, but God willing, I have a talk with Mark Denkop on Saturday morning from Friday from 7 to 10. So I'll be going more on his website, he and your friend and my friend, Mark Glenn, will be on the radio, God willing, next Friday. And we have 3 hours. So we will kick this thing around. We will kick around this Friday about the situation of...
Well, I hope people will tune in because Mark's got a good program. He's a good man, and that's an ideal time to really get into it in depth. So one thing I do want you to talk about, and we are going to be going to our break for the half hour here in a moment, but what I'd like you to talk about is something you referred to as just and unjust wars, and that's something that goes back very deeply into traditional Catholic thinking. So that's something I want you to talk about, Father Martinez. A lot of people are not familiar with that concept of a just war and an unjust war. It rattled around prior to this last war to some extent, but most people don't know what it's about. So when we come back from the break, I'd like you to talk about that, and then we will go to the phones. We've got a couple callers here who would like to talk to you, Father Martinez. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper here with Father John Martinez from Frederick, Oklahoma.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a very special guest, Father John Martinez. You can write him at 313 South 17th Street, Frederick, Oklahoma, 73542. He has two discs, CDs available with his discussion of this impending war against Iran and this tragedy we have now going on in Iraq. They're $10 each, both for $15. Father Martinez, you talked about a just war versus an unjust war. If you could explain that just briefly.
Well, I'm a very deep devotee. To me, the greatest theologian that ever existed happened to be St. Augustine. And he speaks very much about the just war. You know, so in other words, for example, all these things, the one in Iraq, did not meet the criteria for a just war. You know, for example, that what did Hussein do against us? Just the opposite. We had the gasoline, for example, when Bush came into power, the gasoline was something like $1 a piece. Now, look at what happened. Now it's about over $3 now, at least around here in Oklahoma. So I'm talking about here. It doesn't take a genius to know that there was an unjust war. We were not attacked. In other words, according to St. Augustine, we have to be attacked, and then in which we were not attacked. So in other words, all those criteria of a just war was not met by Bush and attacking Iraq. Now the same thing of Iran. Iran has done nothing wrong against us. So what happened was here, for example, the main reason, and I guess the only reason that the United States is in this hot water with Iraq and not with Iran is because Israelites want us there. So Bush wants to obey his masters.
He's telling the same lies he told to get us into the first unjust war that he's telling to get us into the second unjust war.
Yeah, very simple. In other words, I think For example, they found the same tactic they used for against Iraq, you know, in March of the year 2003. Lies and lies and lies. In other words, for example, why is it, for example, the United States and the people should speak up out against it? That we should, for example, mind our own business. I mean, already, for example, this Republican candidate for presidency, this John Cain from Arizona, spoke up someplace up in one of the Carolinas recently. And they asked him about the war, you know, about Iran. And the stupid Cain started thinking about bomb Iran. But this Cain is a stupid idiot. He used for idiots, perfect idiot of the Jews. So the Jews want us to attack Iran. So these idiots are trying to get us into war. Same thing, for example, they spoke about Taiwan. If it was in China attacks Taiwan, the United States is going to attack China. So in other words, for the same thing, John McCain said very clearly down in what he talked a few days ago, that if Israel is going to be attacked, then the United States is going to attack those nations. So, I mean, how stupid can we Americans be? Well, the Israelites, you know, if you study the history of the Jews, it's horrible. So why do we get into the business of somebody else? So, like they say, Israel has enough nuclear bombs to destroy many nations. So why bother us? So let them, they got into trouble, let them get out of it. See what I mean?
Oh, it becomes very circular. Their arguments are very, very circular, and they brought us back to right where we were in March of 2003, as you put it so very clearly. Okay, well, let's go to the phones here. We have David in Massachusetts. David, come on up.
Good to talk to you, Michael, and good to talk to you, Father Martinez.
It's good to hear you.
Now, I want to, as I have said it before they attacked Iran, and during the time when the war had first started, of all the governments in Western Asia, where the Muslim are the large majority, only Iraq and Syria ever treated the Christian minority decently. Mm-hmm. Saddam Hussein and Hafez Assad in Syria, his son now Bashar Assad, the Christian people have never had anything to worry about. And there have been other Muslim governments that have mistreated the Christians. And Bush and his crowd and his Democratic allies, they never raise any issue against those governments. It's governments like Iraq and Syria where the Christians have always been a well-treated minority.
Uh-huh.
And what do you got to say about that?
Well, when I go back immediately when you talk about that, I go right away immediately to the head of the Catholic Church in Iraq, before Iraq, you know, fell into the United States. So the head of the Catholic, I'm talking about the Patriarch, talked very clearly, came to the United States and made a public statement. He said, Hussein, they asked him, what do you think about Hussein? He said, he's not a saint, but he's the best we have. So in other words, like I mentioned to you, that especially now, if you follow the headlines and news and what have you, the Iraqi people are persecuted now with a new government. So in other words, the Catholics never had it, and the Christians never had it so good with Iraq. In other words, Iraq now is attacking, persecution, killing Catholics. So they are persecuting the Christians, the Catholics. So in other words, no matter what you say about Hussein, Hussein did more for the people, for the Iraqi, than now is. The American people are doing for Iraq. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, to extend your statement, I would like to say this. As far as I know, Tariq El Aziz is a Christian Iraqi.
Uh-huh.
He gave him a high position in the government. There have been other names. I don't know all of them. No Christian had to worry about being persecuted because of the religion with Hussein.
You know, and I would just throw in there that I don't think many American Christians were aware of that fact. They were led to believe that Saddam Hussein was absolutely evil, and That was all part of the propaganda that they used to get us into the war.
Unfortunately, Michael, you happen to be correct. There's a lot of people that are just plain ignorant. They can tell you everything about baseball and hockey, but if it comes to some important issue like this, they don't know anything.
All right, David, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ed in Ohio. Ed, come on up.
Hello, Michael. Hi, Father Martinez.
How are we doing?
I'm back from the Hillsborough Conference in West Virginia. First of all, I'd like to say I agree with Father Martinez about how they're trying to lure us into a war against Iran, and it is an anti-Christian war by definition.
Well, Ed, do you now? I assume, Ed, you're a are you a Christian, Ed?
I am, Michael. I mean, I cannot say I'm a practicing Catholic, but I was born and raised Catholic, and I do believe in the Christian faith. And I also believe, I dare say, long before Christ was on earth, that the Christian values were very much part and parcel of European society. A lot of his values were just reiterated by Christ's life.
Well, Father Martinez, you know, one thing I've often commented upon is that the mass media in America has, you know, the mass media always tells us that we need to respect all religions and we need to particularly pay special attention to the needs of the Jews. But I've often detected an anti-Catholic slant in the Jewish-controlled mass media in America. Could you comment on that?
Well, sure. For example, take a look at the movies, the stupid movies coming out. For example, the movies, especially against Christ, against Poseidon, against the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, horrible. So they are coming directly from Hollywood. So in other words, they can do anything. They can speak against Christ and what have you, but you know, don't touch the Jews because right away you anti-Semite. One of the things before I forgot, when I was talking to the David, when I forgot to mention, and you an expert in politics. Remember that right arm of Hussein, he was a Catholic.
Yeah, I think
remember,
that...
What was his name?
Tariq Aziz.
No, I think... Pardon me?
I think his name was Tariq Aziz.
There you go. So the trouble, you know, they would say something about, you know, Hussein hated toward the Catholics, and he would say, this fellow would say his second arm, but he'd say, how could that be? I'm a Catholic. So they go back into, you know, the Hussein did protect the Catholics, but not the case.
Right.
But going back into the situation, you know, in other words, not bad. Even now, I think most of the Americans are accepting that Iraq was a lot better under Hussein than now under the Americans.
Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
I have a question for Father Martinez. I was wondering, do you think that the Holocaust is considered a religion? There's some of the speakers in Hillsborough pointed this out, that it really is a religion. And I've noticed something, Michael and Father Martinez. If you deny the Holocaust, it's actually, you get more hostility if you deny the Holocaust than if you deny Christ. Like if you say you're not a Christian, you don't sometimes get a side glance, but if you say the Holocaust never happened, all of a sudden you have 10 people jumping in your face. It's that powerful subliminally in our society. Do you consider the Holocaust a religion?
They are making a, you know, in other words, what happens is they speak about, you know, how, what's the name, how much they have suffered, you know, and all this garbage, you know, the Jewish myth of the 6 million. Then they pass the basket. So they're making a religion out of it. In other words, for example, it's a lot to be, you know, you tell that Michael Piper and what have you, and Karl Popper and what have you, they have so much time in their hands. You know, I think that, you know, I would like them to present both sides. And I would like to, for example, because this situation of the Holocaust and what have you, it's only happened, as say, 60-some years ago. So many people, still millions of Germans are still alive. But, of course, you know, to give them freedom to speak, because, you know, there are countries, Austria, Germany, what have you, Canada, that you're not allowed to put in doubt on their friends also. countries that are supposed to be so-called freedom of speech. Well, I would like to see both sides presented without fear. Of course, you know that, for example, I trust the Jews as much as I can throw them away. So, I mean, for example, it's been publicly known that sometimes they have a debate and the Jews are supposed to present their side of the 6 million so-called guests. But in the last minute, they don't show up. So in other words, for example, there's a fellow there, and I'm talking to, I'm directing this to Michael Piper, who happens to be a perfect expert on politics. He knows I'm well of a man by the name of Robert Forreston,
right,
a French one, who has talked, you know, in other words, he has offered for many years thousands of dollars for anybody to show proof that there was one Jew guest.
Mm-hmm.
And still, he has not found any, one single one to come out with the proofs.
And Paul Fromm pointed out that the Jewish establishment, their elite, actually gets very insulted if you revise that number from 6 million down. In other words, they're upset if you say, well, it wasn't 6 million, it was 5 million or 4 million. It's like they wanted more to die. They get extremely upset if they find out that not that many died, like not that many of their ancestors were tortured. It wasn't as bad as previously taught. Somehow they think that that's bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always intrigued by the fact that some years ago, and I have the actual magazine somewhere in my files, Time Magazine had a cover story saying, did the Bible really happen? It's okay to question whether or not the Bible mm-hmm. really happened. But if you, as you point out, Ed, even say that you don't believe in the number 6 million, then all hell breaks loose.
Which
Ed, I have to move on here.
Okay, Mike.
Let me go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, come on up. Mike, are you there?
Mike's gone.
We lost Mike, but we have Ben in New York. Ben, come on up.
Hello?
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Michael, and thank you, Father Martinez, for, letting me know and reinforcing my thoughts that I had all along with the war and Bush. I always thought that he was a Jewish descendant. Also, pertaining to the soldiers, I was always asking myself, how come isn't it possible that most of these fellows just walk away from that war, you know, after what we have seen and after what's going on? I guess I'm asking Father Martinez, why do you think most of them still support the fighting, even though I have my own reservations about it?
Well, it's one of the things, you know, that I mentioned it a few minutes ago, the vaccine is supposed to pull the cords. This is very interesting. Like, I was going to go on this coming Friday because we have 3 hours to talk on Denkov's show, and we'll go deeper. So in this particular case, for example, but it would interest you, there's a fella, you know, that came up during Lent, the year 2003, by the name of Bishop John Michael Botian. And he lives in northeast Canton, Ohio. So the trouble is that he came out, but the trouble, there was already over 200,000 Americans, dummies, and British dummies in the Gulf ready to attack Iraq. So it was too late. It should come out earlier, because when these cells were already ready to attack Iraq, it was too late. But anyway, I just talked to a lady yesterday that lives there in Lorain, Ohio, and asked him, what is Bishop John Michael Botian doing now? And she told me, and this is very interesting, and we will go farther, because we'll go to Dunkirk tomorrow, Friday, that she said that he has written a book against the war of Iraq. But the so-called bishops, who I say very clearly to them, they are clergymen, compared to the Old Testament, our Lord compares them to dumb dogs that cannot bark. And I go a step further. There are teethless dogs that they cannot bite. So this lady has told me that the bishops, so-called Catholic bishops of the United States, quoted passage from that Bible.
We have a break coming up, Father Martinez. Ben from New York, hang on for the break. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington with Father John Martinez of Frederick, Oklahoma. 313 South 17th Street, Frederick, Oklahoma, 73542. Drop him a donation, folks. Get his CD.
Preparing ahead for the events in the future. In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We have Father John Martinez aboard with us tonight, and we have Ben from New York. Father Martinez, you were making a point there at the break. If you could continue, please.
Yeah, Bishop Garcia wrote a book on more against a wreck. And these so-called Catholic bishops came out publicly saying that they do not support Bishop John Michael Batian. So in other words, for example, these fellas, you know, these so-called bishops are guinea pigs of the Jews, so they are afraid of the tax-exempt, you know, status for the church. So they put the money before the salvation of the soldiers. So that, to me, the missing link to stop this war, Bush, is to educate, especially the soldiers going to war, about this is not just war. And also, the parents, of course, of these people that are sent to Iraq, to say that this is not just war. So they don't want to send these people to their children to hell, because this is to attack. For example, these soldiers are in Iraq. Well, actually, they murder them as heroes, because it's not just war. So they directly, believe it or not, they send them to hell. So in other words, this is the reason why the bishops do not want to, and the clergy don't want to get into it, especially they want to lose Texas exempt status. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I always find it interesting that Catholic bishops and Catholic priests really go out of their way not to offend the Jews and organize Jewish groups in America, but the Jews and the organized Jewish groups in this country have no qualms about taking very strong public positions, attacking the Catholic Church and attacking Catholic doctrine.
Exactly. So it's a one-way street.
Yeah, that's why I always find these so-called interfaith groups that are trying to, trying to build bridges between the Catholic community and the Jewish community. Like you say, it's always a one-way street, but... I think your point needs to be heard and heard very strongly by so many people that there is another point of view, and that point of view says that this war in Iraq is an unjust war and the proposed war in Iran is an unjust war as well. Ben, did you have any further comments?
Yes, I'd like to ask another question to the Father. Father, I was a little disturbed because I read a report concerning Miss Sheenan, you know, the lady that lost a son in Iraq. It seems to me that she's backing it in. She said that she wasn't going to be up in the forefront anymore. How do you see the situation, and what should Americans do to stay active against this war? Because after all, we voted the Democrats in, and to me, they're like caving in to the president.
Well, the solution to this problem is very easy. Educate themselves. See, recognize that this is not just war. And tell Bush to send his faithful twins down to Iraq without any arms.
Exactly.
If he wants war, let he go himself and his twins and daughters. In other words, people should send up to be counted to say the hell with it. So, in other words, are we going to obey Bush or are we going to obey God?
Thank you.
All right, Father Martinez, thank you very much. You've given the American people a very good choice. Either obey George Bush or obey God. Thanks, Father Martinez. I hope people will listen in when you appear on Mark Dankoff's program on Friday morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate you taking the time to come aboard with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here tonight from Father John Martinez. He put it very simply and very directly. Do we obey George W. Bush or do we obey God? Drop Father Martinez a donation at 313 South 17th Street, Frederick, Oklahoma, 73542. Stay tuned now for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.